just going off of last year, there's, I think one of my biggest strengths was also my weakness, if this makes sense. Like, I almost like process information like way too fast in a way like where I'd be early in progressions and not let the first part of the progression really develop that much. Even if I knew it wasn't going to be open, it wasn't open. Like, I got to let it develop first and then move into the backside of the progression, just because with pass game, everything's tied in and rhythmic. So when your first read's not open, that's when your second read's coming open and et cetera.
Very excited to have here on the BWI live show Penn State starting quarterback Drew Aller, but maybe more importantly than starting quarterback, workout competitor of the day for February 22nd, Drew. Where does this go on your list of accolades throughout your career?
I mean, I'm not sure if I can put a ranking on it, to be honest.
Well, appreciate you being here on the show today. Excited to talk to you about a range of things. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about, I spoke with a teammate of yours, former Penn State offensive lineman Landon Tengwall, last week, and he talked about winter workouts being not just about the working out part, but also finding who the leaders are on the team and kind of the personality that develops in these early parts that we don't get to see a lot of. So just from your perspective, who are the guys that have been standing out at positions that you've seen, who are some of the guys you might say are turning into the team leaders at this point?
Yeah. So like, we have stations that we go through, and for the quarterbacks right now, we're paired with like the safeties and defensive backs. So that's who we rotate with through our five stations that we have. So really, obviously all the quarterbacks are a very tight group, and we've done a great job of pushing each other. But seeing the safeties growth and seeing how competitive they all are, like Jay Reed, Saki, KJ, and to see guys like AJ Harris and all the young corners that are on our team really competing and pushing each other is really cool to see. So we have a lot of competition in that group. And then obviously from an offensive end, I think we've done a lot better job of having a lot more vocal leaders at this point than we did last year. Like, we had a tremendous group of leaders last year, but I feel like we've done a better job of being more vocal and, you know, demanding of teammates and holding everybody to the standard that we want to be on offense. So specifically, like up front, we got Nick Dawkins, who's a great leader. He can connect with anybody, talk to anybody. And then from a receiver's perspective, in tight ends, we got Tyler Warren. And then receiver, you got Trey, Dre, Liam, Julian. So it's really a leadership by committee on our offensive end. And it's been really good so far, obviously competing against a great defense. So it's been really fun.
What's the personality of the offense like this year? We've talked a lot in the past years about how each team is a new team and has a new personality. So I guess, what is your team chemistry or the makeup of this year like in these early stages of building all of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell right now without having like a ball in the hand, but I think the way we're moving, it's like really about confidence and like carrying ourselves and having a sense of swagger about us, whatever that swagger is for the certain individual. Everybody has a different style, and that's a standpoint. But I think Coach K like brings out a really positive energy with not only us, but the whole offensive staff in general. And it's been a lot of fun already, just really getting our base installs in these past couple of weeks with all the coaches really grinding through what they're going to call things, certain tags on running pass plays and grinding through that sort of thing. So it's been really fun to see our growth as an offense already, but you know, we're doing a lot of things right now, meeting extra on our own away from the coaches, having walkthroughs, throwing sessions. So I think we're really taking this head on and just grinding at it as much as we can right now.
We talked a little bit about this the last time you and I spoke at after the Thon event. How much is that a process of learning a new offense and that continuity factor that you're trying to keep, that James Franklin has talked about, of keeping things as similar as possible without changing anything that Andy Kotelnicki wants to bring to Penn State? So I guess how have you navigated that from your perspective as the guy who has to know all of it at the top of the offense?
Yeah, it's really a process, and it's for the quarterback specifically. Like, we started with formations and formation adjustments and that sort of thing, like mastering those before we moved on to to motions and shifts. And now that we're starting to get into more of the run pass plays, we all have that. We have all those reps banked from earlier this winter. So now we're really able to teach the skill positions and really grow from there. So that it's been a process for sure, but it's been a fun one.
I gotta stop myself before I dive deep into the X's and O's stuff. I love that kind of stuff, but I wanted to ask you a couple more questions because, you know, the position that you have is a unique one. And I don't think that anyone could fault the job you've done as a starting quarterback for Penn State. I think you kill it every time you do an interview like this. You say the right things. How have you dealt with that pressure of being the quarterback, being the de facto face of a program at times? How have you dealt with that, those expectations, that pressure on and off the field?
Yeah, for me personally, like I try to really block all that stuff out, because at the end of the day, it's really what matters. What matters the most is what's in this building, teammates, strength coaches, like staff, all that stuff is the most important stuff for us right now. So it's really just valuing those opinions, learning from them and talking to them and seeing what areas I'm doing well in and can improve on. And really, I have the highest expectations for myself. And, you know, I have goals that I want to get to and goals I want to reach for this team this upcoming year. So it's really, I put the most pressure on myself, even if that's a bad thing at times. But, you know, that there's no other way I'd rather have it, honestly.
What are some of those expectations you have for yourself, if you don't mind sharing a couple?
For right now, it's really nailing down and being as consistent as possible, having what we call it, a standard operation procedure. It's going to be a little bit different this year with a new offensive system, but having a set of rules, like 3 to 5 rules at most, of just something I'm going to do every time I come up to the line, and whatever it may be, pre-snap diagnosis of the coverage, identifying the front and getting the ID right with the O-line, whether it's run or pass, and really just nailing down those rules for now. And then once we get into actual football, like just being consistent in mechanics, footwork, and everything from that nature.
Penn State quarterback Drew Aller with us. Drew, you know, from watching you perform last year, some of my favorite throws from you weren't long touchdowns or explosive plays. They were where you had to be great at your position in ways that I don't know that everyone is aware of, like getting to the backside of a play and finding a dig on a 3rd and long, or getting to a check down early because you know where the coverage is rotating to. But I guess my question about this offense and some of the things I've been trying to learn is, do you think there's an opportunity for you to have to do a little bit less of those things, those really hard things, but get more production from different aspects of playing quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think just going off of last year, I think one of my biggest strengths was also my weakness, if this makes sense. Like I almost like process information like way too fast in a way like where I'd be early in progressions and not let the first part of the progression really develop that much. Even if I knew it wasn't going to be open, it wasn't open. Like I got to let it develop first and then move into the backside of the progression, just because with pass game, everything's tied in and rhythmic. So when your first read's not open, that's when your second read's coming over and et cetera. So I think just from that aspect of playing quarterback, like I can grow into that area. And then obviously with Coach K and just diving into his offense already, I think there's going to be a lot more things that we do on the front end for us that are going to, you know, make the defense communicate, and it's going to be more beneficial for us, like helping guys get open from a schematical standpoint and getting them better favorable matchups in a sense, and just making the defense be on their toes and always making them communicate. So I'm really looking forward to getting into spring ball and, you know, going against Coach Allen and their defensive system. Obviously played against it the past 2 years when we played at Indiana. Great defense, always fundamentally sound. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what it's going to look like with that type of athletes that we have on our side of the ball on defense.
Have you had a chance to talk to him yet? Has your first interception come up yet between the two of you?
No, not with Coach Allen, but Coach Dex is always good for one of those jokes, especially whenever the new quarterback gets in. Dex always makes it known early that his best receiver is going to be the opposing safety. So Coach Dex always has those jokes ready in his back pocket.
You're a football junkie. I'm a football junkie. One of the things that I've been, I guess, seeing over the last couple of years, and I don't have your expertise in this area, but something I've noticed a little bit is rise in quarters coverage, or just generally, especially in the NFL, too high coverages, where you've got two deep safeties for people who don't know specifically what that means. And maybe I'm just watching a lot of Kansas film. Maybe I'm just watching a lot of Big 12. What challenges does that present to you as a QB, to the offense? And do you think that there is something you've seen in that area of football where that might be changing a little bit and teams are using things like that to prevent big plays?
Yeah, I think it's honestly just from the how explosive not only college football but NFL, like the pass game has grown the past couple of years, and teams are want you to, you know, make a methodical drive down the field, whether it's taking checkdowns or forcing you to run the ball. So I think that's why you see a lot more like too high coverages, whether it's a quarter, six, eight, two, whatever the case may be. I think that's why you see a rise in that. And honestly, I think it's for us offensively, like we have the personnel to do whatever we want. Like we have a tremendous running back room that can not only run the ball, obviously, but catch the ball out of the backfield. Tight ends that are really good in the run blocking game. Obviously, really good vertical threats and pass catchers. And then receivers on the outside who, honestly, I don't think they get enough credit for how good they are. And I think Coach Higgins is a tremendous coach, and he's really going to show his talents off this year and get the receivers right. And I think their buy-in this year has been really good for us already, really buying into the new system, because it's a lot of learning for those guys too. It's not a lot of learning, not only a lot of learning for me, but it's really a lot of learning for everybody. And I think it's really going to pay a lot of dividends for us going into spring ball, summer, fall camp, and when we get into the season of having these banked reps under our belt. So we'll be able to, like, just when you hear that tag, you'll be able to react to it second nature and not have to think about things. So I think football just goes through evolution phases. And right now, the thing that's hot on defense is play too high coverages and not let them beat you over the top, get all the explosive plays that you can. So I think that's just the evolution we're in right now. It could change this year. Something new can come out offensively where it makes them adjust. So I think it's just the natural evolution of the game.
How, and I apologize to keep going back to last year, but obviously the last thing that we saw was 2023, and you know, we'll see bits and pieces of what you guys are working on this spring, but how far off do you think that the offense was from really clicking last season, and what makes you optimistic that it will get there this year?
It wasn't far off at all, and I think that was the most frustrating thing about it. Like we had the right things going, for whatever reason, like we didn't execute the play properly, or we could have been more sound in assignments and things of that nature. So I think that's honestly why it was so frustrating last year at times, is because for me personally, like I knew how close we were. Obviously we have all the talent in the world here. We just got to go out and do the job. And with Coach K, I think one of his big things is just eliminating variables for us, just allowing us to go out and play fast. And I think that will, you know, clear a lot of things up, guys not being indecisive and play. Now they'll be able to go out and play full speed. I think that would be a big thing for us this spring specifically, like go out and just go 100%, play without the ball, do whatever your job is and earn those opportunities to, you know, go throw it deep or whatever you have to do, and just play, be unselfish no matter what it is. Just do your responsibility and, you know, those big plays will come.
So I only have really one last question for you, but it kind of comes in three parts. I guess the first part is, what makes a quarterback elite in your mind? And then the second part would be, do you think that you're there at that level? Do you think you have done the things off the field or whatever it is to reach that level of being an elite quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think what makes a quarterback elite is, you know, his work habits and his preparation away from the facility, you know, doing the right things away from the facility, being on time to meetings, always being prepared, and really being like a coach out there on the field, because you really have to be the coach out there on the field and getting everybody right and answering all the questions. And then I think honestly it's playing within the system, and then when things break down, just doing the best you can to take care of the ball and make those plays happen. So I I mean, obviously, like, I'm going to do whatever I can to get there. I know something that will never be in doubt about me is my work ethic and my work habits. So I know I'll continue to stay on top of that. And obviously for me, I want to be the best I can be. So there's a lot more room to grow, in my opinion. So I think I'm in a really good position, and all the quarterbacks are, with Danny, Coach Franklin, Coach K, of getting to that next step where we want to go. And I think I have full confidence in this team and this offense and the staff. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Drew, I appreciate your time today, and I hope you have a great spring break. You got any fun plans?
No, I'm just going back home to good old Medina. So yeah, it should be fun.
That's always good too. Get some home cooking, rest, relax, and then, you know, the grind always continues. Drew, thank you so much.